DMARC setup, stage 1 preparation. Deploying DMARC is a crucial yet complex process, requiring meticulous planning and documentation to avoid issues related to maintenance, modifications, reporting, and troubleshooting. Before modifying DNS records to analyze DMARC data, it's recommended to create a worksheet to record essential domain information, ensuring a smooth deployment process. Documenting each step of the deployment process is vital for tracking progress, troubleshooting issues, sharing knowledge with team members, training and onboarding, compliance with regulations, and continuous improvement. To facilitate a hassle-free and well-documented DMARC setup process, it's advised to organize documentation using a simple tool like Google Spreadsheet or Microsoft Excel. Details to record include the domain name, list of sender hosts, deployment phase dates, and any important remarks. Additionally, resetting the domain to a baseline configuration and adjusting TTL values for SPFDK, IAM, and DMARC records helps streamline the deployment process and minimize disruptions to email delivery. Starting with a DMARC policy of none is recommended as it allows for monitoring and data gathering without impacting email delivery. This policy enables analysis of DMARC reports to identify sources sending emails on behalf of the domain and potential authentication issues. Gradually enforcing stricter policies as confidence in email authentication grows minimizes the risk of disrupting legitimate email delivery while enhancing security against spoofing and phishing attacks.